Hi, this is Dayan, your guest presenter on 2SER. So hot right now this week. Now, I am here to tell you a little bit about Worship MG. So Worship Mardi Gras, Temple of Love, which is part of the Mardi Gras festival this year. So Worship is a new cabaret and dance party celebrating the queer community's unique identity in a form of performance art, drag and dance, featuring a diverse lineup of performers and artists that include First Nations, non-binary and QDPOC. So people of color who form the pillars of the Sydney gay scene. The night will provide a space for stories of queer identity, cultural and spiritual practices to be shared and celebrated before transforming the iconic Red Rattler into a dance floor. So that's happening on Valentine's Day, February 14th. If you want to get your tickets, check out Mardi Gras' website. With me on 2SER is the multiple award deserving, second best David Bowie impersonator, co-founder of Oyster Club, and we are very lucky to have them also performing at Worship MG. So let's welcome the 2SER, Marlena Dali.
Hello, greetings.
Hey, Marlena.
Hey.
Now, so Worship, like we've just mentioned, is a party to celebrate the community's unique identity in a form of performance, dance, and drag. So how long have you been performing?
Well, that's a bit of a hard question, as I think I've been performing my whole life. I've always done it. I think I produced and performed in my own version of Cats when I was like 6 or 7 years old. So yeah, I've been a professional for a very long time. But yeah, I'm from Los Angeles originally, and I migrated to so-called Australia in 2010. So I've been here for almost 10 years, living in Wrang, Sydney. And I started performing here probably like more regularly performing since 2013. I started putting on my own cabaret shows because I was like, what's the best way to get booked? I know, put on my own show.
So when you put on your own show, yeah, which is the very successful Oyster Club.
Oh, yes.
Is that, did you see a gap in the Sydney gay scene? Is that why the Oyster Club was created?
Well, I'd put on like many shows before Oyster Club that had, you know, successes and also things to learn, lots of learning happening for years. But the Oyster Club kind of happened it was created from a feel like a need and also from a great anger, very passionate anger. So Julia Rose, Porcelain Alice, and I both felt that there weren't enough spaces for us as performers to feel like we were getting the full attention of the audience in queer spaces at that moment. I think there has been a great legacy of that within Sydney in the past, but at that very moment in late 2016, when we started the Oyster Club, we felt that there was a gap. As well as that, I was very angry at a lot of the representation I was seeing and the narratives being told in cabaret circus style shows, which is where Porcelain Alice and I mostly worked in. We just really wanted a place where performance was the center, because we think that performance is a very essential aspect of our queer community. It is a way that we communicate, and if we're not listening to the artists, then what is our community if we're just partying? Although parties are very important, and I do think that the sacred party space is a sacred space
too. Yeah. One last question. I'm sure to a lot of people are tuning in right now, and if they follow you and your work, a lot of them might be wondering, well, I am also wondering, when can we expect the next Oyster Club? When will Oyster Club be making a comeback?
Well, Porcelain Alice and I are in discussions about it, but we're thinking we might have a medieval fair in April. So yeah, a queer medieval fair, and you know, medieval meaning anything from any culture around that time. We're not just focusing on Anglo-Saxon medieval ideas. There's a lot of amazing stuff going on around the world. So a very Oyster Club version of a medieval fair.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah.
So go check out Worship Temple of Love on Friday, February 14th on Valentine's Day at the Red Rattler Theater. Tickets on the Mardi Gras website, or you can look forward to the Medieval Fair, which is happening in April, an extension of Oyster Club.
Oh my God, I totally forgot. Can I say this? I'm such a dingus, please. We actually have a float that we're doing in Mardi Gras Parade.
All right.
With Heapskay. I'm very excited about the Medieval Fair. Yeah, so we're doing a float with Mardi Gras for the Mardi Gras Parade with Heapskay, and so it's really exciting, and it's about it's about climate change, and the ocean is kind of what we're focusing on. And so kind of under the sea themes and under the sea glamour and extravagance, with everything is made out of reused and recycled materials.
That is awesome. So correction, go check out Worship Temple of Love on Valentine's Day. Then go to Mardi Gras Parade and, just look out for the Oyster Club and Heapskay. Mm-hmm. And then you can look forward to the Medieval Fair in April this year.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you for joining us, Malena.
Oh, thank you for having me.